Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2011. This is Audio Boom number 131. So today, on the big weekend show, it's bowl season. But that's not what we're going to talk about. So first of all, I'll talk a little bit about the stock market. Gold, California's jobless numbers. The auto bailout, remember that? Don't hear too much about that anymore. The payroll tax cut extension. Sherlock Holmes at the movies, basically movies in general. And Tim Tebow. Doesn't get any better than that, right? First, let's start with the stock market. This is from MarketWatch.com. So you know it must be true. Headline is, U.S. stocks expected to yield to Europe. Yeah. There's a shocking headline, right? Who knew? Whether U.S. stocks rise or fall in the days ahead pretty much comes down to Europe, putting the market on shaky ground. Michael Gibbs from Morgan Keegan said, next week we'll have a plentiful amount of economic reports, but Europe continues to dominate. The odds favor continued weakness in the near term because of Europe. There you go. My thought is that, I think the market's going to be very volatile with every European headline, and at some point, man, I just keep thinking when the good news comes out, that's we're going to see just a flipping huge day in Wall Street, right? When there, and that's assuming there is a big deal, right? Or there's a way to recover from all the problems that are going on there, which, you know, maybe there's just a structural problem with entitlement spending in general, and it's not just in Europe, right? It's here in the United States too. But it seems like, hey, Europe's going to dominate. The money shot quote here is, this is from Ethan Harris from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. It's easy to get married and it's hard to get divorced. And this family has 17 kids. Yeah. There's some bad kids in there too, right? Gold, after technical slaughter, physical demand can fuel rally. This is from Forbes. What a week for gold. The yellow metal continued its fateful decline, breaking through resistance levels. You know, I've heard some folks call it a bear market. I don't know if it is technically yet. Its high is $1,914 or $1,914 or $1,914, just under $2,000. So gold this week's at $1,593. It was down 6% this week. The article continues, the breakdown has definitely delivered a blow to those who saw gold as a safe haven. Well, you know, after gold's gone from just over $200 an ounce to close to $2,000 an ounce, everybody wants in. But, of course, a lot of markets have just blow-off tops, right? And so where was the blow-off top for gold? I remember it just seemed to skyrocket there for a while, and you wonder if that was it. Or if we've got more to go, and I think a lot of it depends on world turmoil and financial markets, but there's really no inflation, right? And with folks struggling to make a living these days, I don't know, we'll see. Gold. I don't own any gold, by the way. None. Zero. California's jobless rate falls for a fourth month in a row. Good news from the Los Angeles Times. It's a sign that the state's labor market continues its slow recovery. So it looks like, it's kind of interesting though. It said, right now it's 11.3% in California, falling from November's rate of, October's rate of 11.7%. And so it went from 11.7% to 11.3%. Even though employers only added 6,600 workers to the payroll. So something funky is happening, right? It's kind of strange. These numbers are all kind of strange, whether they're coming from the federal government or from California. It looks like everything's being painted with a little rosier paintbrush. And how rosy are things? I don't know. Tough to know. But here's an article from USA Today. One of my favorite iPad news apps, by the way. It's very very functional, very useful. Anyways, this is on the auto bailout. Obama's bailout will cost taxpayers $14 billion. So There was $82 billion investment to restructure General Motors, Chrysler, and Ally Financial. Steve Rattner predicts that we're going to lose about $14 billion of that. He said it's ambiguous that it was a success. And he did admit that he had a bias. So he said that 500,000 jobs were at stake when the auto bailout was given. So, you know, foreign automakers, they actually employ more workers here than GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I just read that somewhere. So it must be true. If you read it on the internet, it must be true. So I think a lot of this $14 billion loss, it depends on when the U.S. Treasury sells their 25% stake in GM. And GM closed Friday at $20.15, 39% below $33 when it went public in 2010. Remember that? Remember when it went public 2010? Last year, $33. Now it's down to $20.15. Not a great investment. Anyways, this is a pretty good article. This is from USA Today. Ex-auto czar Obama bailout will cost taxpayers $14 billion. Definitely worth a read to get some background on some of the stuff going on behind the scenes. I recommend it. Okay, this is the payroll tax cut. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate about the payroll tax cut. That's the taxes you and I pay as workers for our Social Security, right? The Senate on Saturday approved a $1 trillion bill to fund the government and a two-month extension for the payroll tax cut. So there you go. Just extended it for 2 months. 2 whole months. So what does that do? Nothing, really. It just lets them go on holiday. I think that's the big deal. So it looks like President Obama is going to sign that into law. And it needs to be approved by the House of Representatives. And John Boehner said, well, he can't make any comments on it yet. But the sneaky thing about this, let me click to the next story. This is from Fox News, and you know it must be true if it's coming from Fox. Mortgage fees would rise under payroll tax cut deal. So listen to this. In exchange for the tax cut, there's a permanent increase in fees attached to mortgages backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Administration, FHA. It would apply to new mortgages and new refinances and would last the life of the loan. So the increase is meant to pay for the roughly $33 billion package the Senate approved Saturday to extend a 2% point payroll tax for the next 2 months. Okay, so long-term impact, right? 9 out of 10 mortgages go through one of those three agencies. And the new fee increase is about a $15 a month fee for a $200,000 mortgage. It's going to cost you more in California, but a $15 a month. So basically, this is a tax hike. Hello. How could you not call it a tax hike? Renters don't have to pay it, right? I guess that's it. So basically, for a $400,000 mortgage, it's $180 a year. Or actually, $180 a year for a $200,000 mortgage. $360 a year for a $400,000 mortgage. It's built right into your loan for your convenience. The extra money goes to the Treasury. How is that not a tax hike? You tell me. From the entertainment news, Hollywood, Sherlock Holmes on track for a disappointing $37 million week opening. From Reuters, Sherlock Holmes and Alvin the Chipmunks are not delivering the extremely strong opening weekends many box office watchers had hoped. But Mission Impossible is doing well in its limited release. Here's my thought. I looked through the movie listings the other day on my Flixster app for the iPhone, trying to figure out what movie I wanted to go see this weekend, and none. I didn't see anything out there that excited me. I thought the first Sherlock Holmes movie wasn't very good, so I have zero interest in a second one. That's just me, but it appears that other folks must have had the same opinion. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Christmas Crush. Let's see. There you go, young adult. R-rated comedy. There you go, maybe that. Tim Tebow getting very little Vegas love for Patriots clash. This week, Denver plays New England. And, you know, Tim Tebow's been great with the fourth quarter comeback. Seems like basically every single game, except for Detroit. And New England is a 7.5 favorite. And I would lean on New England. Although, I was joking with a coworker, maybe this is the week Tebow throws for 400 yards. We'll see. I'm going to be rooting for him. I am just decided I'm rooting for Tim Tebow since my team's long gone out of it and trying to figure out what they're going to do with their quarterback. Or not their quarterback. Well, their quarterback too. Their head coach. Well, hey, it's Saturday. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day. Hope you're not fighting the crowds at the malls. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from Podsafe Music at MusicAlley.com is It's Christmas Time by a band called Quinn. See ya.
I don't wanna waste my time trying to convince you what is right, what is right, what is right. I'm sitting with the fire and I'm drinking. It's Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time. And I just wanna
Christmas time.